we are talking about You Are a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life by Jen Sincero. What do you think of when you picture a badass? To me, it's someone who is uncompromisingly true to themselves and not afraid to show the world the real them. Jen tells us, do not waste your precious time giving one single crap about what anyone else thinks of you. Easier said than done, right? Do you have the habit of seeking validation and approval from other people? Do you like my outfit? Should I take the job? Does this text sound okay? Should I break up with her? Not only do we want others' approval, but we also tend to seek out the advice of unqualified people. We ask our friends who hate their job for career advice. We ask our broke friends for money advice. We ask our gossipy negative friends for relationship advice. It's crazy town. Seeking out the stamp of approval from unqualified people is more than crazy. It's dangerous. If you wouldn't want to trade places with them, don't take to heart their opinion about the matter. We are so willing to listen to people that are ruled by their own biased judgments and fear because somewhere along the way we lost trust in ourselves. Jen warns us, if you base your self-worth on what everyone else thinks of you, you hand all your power over to other people and become dependent on a source outside of yourself for validation. Stop caring so much what other people think of you, and instead ask yourself what you think of you. Are you proud of your words, decisions, and actions? And if not, that means it's time to make a change for yourself. Get clear on your values and run your actions by your own set of standards and stop trying to live up to everyone else's. We often put everyone in our life into the fragile box. Yes, you should handle people with care and respect, but please don't overreact and believe that if somebody disapproves of your choices, you are screwing them over. You not becoming a lawyer like everyone in your family isn't screwing your family over, but doing a job you hate is definitely screwing you over. You politely turning down a party invitation isn't screwing your friend over, but procrastinating your real priorities is screwing you over. All your choices won't please everyone else. The truth is, some people will like you and others won't. You aren't a one-size-fits-all person. No one is. So stop putting on roles that don't fit just to fit in. Be the real deal because regardless of what you do, rejection is inevitable. We filter other people's actions and comments through our own beliefs about ourselves. If somebody is making fun of you for being short and you don't identify with being short, then it's not going to bother you. But if you've lived your whole life believing you never got into the MBA because you're too short, then those are fighting words. When someone does or says something that upsets us, it's a red flag that we have some work to do on ourselves. Jen writes, the things that bother us about other people bother us because they remind us of something that we don't like about ourselves, or their behavior triggers a fear or insecurity that we have but may not realize we have. Often, we are guilty, perhaps in a different way, but of the very same thing that upsets us about others. You get upset because your children don't get along respectfully, but you scream and lose your temper with them often. You feel like your husband doesn't understand you, but you don't try and see things from his perspective either. Maybe you get really hurt when people talk bad about you, but you love to hear about all the dirt on others. Or you can't stand rude or mean people, yet you internally beat up on yourself all day, every day. Start using your negative emotions about others as a spotlight into your hidden parts of yourself. Step one is to stop blaming other people for your emotions. You're making me mad. He's irritating me is an inaccurate statement that's giving away all your power. Only you can control how you feel. Check out my book review of Man's Search for Meaning for more on this idea. And step two is to stay with the pain. Don't give in to the temptation to mute your irritation, anger, resentment, envy that other people have triggered in you, and pay closer attention to why you got triggered in the first place. I talk about staying with your pain in pieces every step. Jen says, you are responsible for what you say and do. You are not responsible for whether or not people freak out about it. And the same is true for others. They are responsible for what they do, but you are responsible for how you respond to them. I barely scratch the surface of topics covered in this book. Jen writes about pretty much everything. It really is the perfect introductory self-help book, and it's absolutely hilarious. I highly recommend you get a copy and start being a badass. Make sure to do the actualization worksheet for deeper inquiry into how you're seeking approval from others, how you're ruling your life by the fear of others' unfavorable judgments, and what your negative reactions about others actually means about you. Now you make it a great day.